USA Radio News with Val Dior.
Protests are continuing to take place in parts of New York City as coronavirus restrictions remain in effect. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Members of the Jewish community in Brooklyn are protesting tight coronavirus restrictions. Governor Cuomo saying the infection rate is higher than 8% in Borough Park, where people filled the streets on Wednesday.
To the extent there are communities that are upset, that's because they hadn't been following the original rules. That's why the infection spread.
The Jewish community speaking out against what the government deems non-essential business and school closures, along with houses of worships limited to 10 people in a number of coronavirus hotspots in Queens and Brooklyn.
And Hurricane Delta is expected to make landfall in Louisiana, around the same place where another hurricane hit in August. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says Delta is likely to be a Cat 2 storm when it hits near Lake Charles Friday evening. This is USA News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The union representing thousands of part-time Disney Resort employees has reached a new agreement that'll save their jobs until 2022. The Service Trades Council Union says the 8,800 workers scheduled to be laid off will now keep their contractual rights to be recalled to work until October 1st of 2022. Under the latest agreement, employees will also maintain their seniority and pay rate, including any scheduled increases until they potentially go back to their previous positions. Disney will be required to hire back existing workers before opening up positions to new and outside applicants. Dr. Anthony Fauci says there is a reasonably good chance that Regeneron's antibody cocktail that President Trump received to treat his COVID made a significant difference. Speaking on MSNBC, Dr. Fauci said he has not been directly involved in the president's care, but he says the president certainly looks good and apparently feels good. You're listening to USA Radio News. Visit usaradio.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump is singing the praises of an experimental drug he was given as he continues to recover from COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump posted a nearly five-minute video on Twitter Wednesday saying he plans to make an experimental coronavirus treatment, which has not been approved for use beyond a clinical trial, available and free to the public.
In a very short period of time, they gave me Regeneron. It's called Regeneron. And other things, too, but I think this was the key. But they gave me Regeneron, and it was, like, unbelievable. I felt good immediately. I felt as good 3 days ago as I do now. So I just want to say we have Regeneron. We have a very similar drug from Eli Lilly, and they're coming out, and we're trying to get them on an emergency basis. We've authorized it. I've authorized it. And if you're in the hospital and you're feeling really bad, I think we're going to work it so that you get them and you're going to get them free.
American poet Louise Gluck has won the Nobel Prize for Literature. She's the fourth woman to win the prize for literature since 2010 and the first American to win since Bob Dylan in 2016. In announcing her win, the Nobel Prize Committee cited Gluck's, quote, unmistakable poetic voice with austere beauty that makes individual existence universal. Gluck is also a Pulitzer Prize winner for a collection of her poems back in 1993 and is a former poet laureate holding the title in 2003. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.